Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson.
And I'm Mark Vila, and today we're here to talk about email marketing.
Yeah, you know, Mark and I were brainstorming in the office just the other day, and we're thinking about all the things that our customers do out there, the people that are already in the apparel decorating business. And one of the least often used and most productive tools for marketing is email marketing. What we're going to do is we're going to break this up into kind of two separate sections. I'm going to talk a little bit about the basics of email marketing, and Mr. Vila here actually has a clue about email marketing, so I am going to defer to him in the second half, and we'll talk about making a good email and things along those lines.
Yeah, that sounds perfect, and I think it's a lot of it going to break down is why you should do it, how to do it, and then how to do it a little bit better than some other folks.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think one of the things that people don't realize, because there's a lot of talk out there about social media is on everybody's mind, and everybody wants to get a website up, and everybody wants to have a Facebook profile, and all of that is great, and we're going to talk about all those things, but there's some impressive numbers with email marketing, and I was looking today on the web. There's this company called McKinsey & Company. They do nothing but research on this kind of thing, and I've got some great stats for you if you want to hear them.
So
their research has shown that if you're looking for new customers, sending emails is 40 times more effective than using Facebook and Twitter combined. So I thought that was pretty impressive. Email marketing inspires 300% more purchases. So that means that to put out a Facebook post versus send out an email, you're going to get 300 times the response from the email than you would with a Facebook or Twitter post, that kind of thing. And the value of what they buy is 17% more if they get to you through an email than through social media.
And so this is a curious thing. So why do you think that is? Why do you think that email just works better than social media in general? Because of course every market's different. What's your thought on that?
Well, the other interesting stat that I read on there that I did not make a note of, but is really important, is that 91 out of 100 people in America, adults, check their email every day.
Mm-hmm.
That is not true with social media accounts. Mm-hmm. And the number of people that actually have a Facebook account is surprisingly low. So I think you reach more people.
Yeah.
And then once you reach them, you're actually setting up a better, a different kind of relationship. I mean, people are programmed to buy things that they get in email. How many coupons did you get, Mark, over the holidays?
Infinite, I would say, somewhere around there, somewhere between a million and infinity.
I mean, if you have a Gmail account, they actually have a separate tab now just for promotions.
Yeah.
I know that's my wife's entire Gmail account is just dedicated towards getting coupons every day.
Yeah, that's basically, I would actually agree the same with mine.
Right.
And what I actually find, so this is what I find interesting about the difference between social media and email, is that every single one of your friends and every single business that you like and band that you like and movie you've ever watched doesn't email you 4 to 5 times a day. On social media, though, that is what's happening. If you like a particular band or a particular movie or business, they probably are posting multiple times a day, and all of that's filtered throughout your social media. You're not getting all of that. I think the stats are you maybe get 15% of what your friends and likes actually post.
Okay.
So you see very little of it. So every time you post, if you have 100 people that like you, you can maybe count on 15 people actually ending up on their feed.
Right.
And how many of them actually saw it, compared to almost 100% of the emails you send will at least be seen in an inbox.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody's going to read the headline at least. So And I know that, and I'm going to let Mark talk about this later. I know that, you know, when I first talk to people about emails, you know, I don't want to spam my customers. Like, you know, I hate getting all those emails. I hate, you know, seeing all those things in the inbox, and I don't want to be that guy, you know, that does that to people. And I have to tell you about a mistake that I made just yesterday, and we'll get back to the topic at hand, but I made a mistake yesterday. Cold Essie, we're actually switching our email services from Benchmark Email over to MailChimp. And that doesn't matter as much as what I did is that during the transition period, it's the second time yesterday that I actually scheduled the same email to go out to the same people on the same day because I scheduled it in both email services. So if you are listening to this podcast and you were here on that day, then I apologize because you probably got 8 emails from us. But I will tell you that the email was about a live demonstration that we're doing tonight. And we've had probably a 30% higher registration for the live demo than we had last time.
Yeah, well, and that's an interesting thing, which we may or may not discuss in this podcast, but having to do with deliverability, meaning that that when you send an email personally versus marketing company sending an email, they don't always make it to the inbox. So we said 100% of people will get them. Not necessarily.
Right.
So some of the folks probably didn't get the one email from the one service because their email provider just blocked it because it came from them, not because it came from you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Although it could have been because it came
from you. Yeah.
okay. So let's get back to the basics, because usually the first thing that, you know, people want to know is what do I do? Okay. You sold me. I want to get into the email marketing business. I think it's a good idea. How do I do that? Well, step one is to look at your existing customer base. You probably, if you're already in business, you can go into QuickBooks or you can look at the orders that you've done. Or if you're using a CRM or a customer contact management software, then you're 10 times ahead of the game. But the first thing to do is to get all of your customers and get their email addresses. So if you have a customer database and you don't have all their email addresses, it's going to be worth it just to pick up the phone and call.
Yeah, absolutely. It's call whatever you can do, really.
Right.
If you have social media, ask them at social media to send you an email. Go through every avenue you can, especially as a small business owner. When you're getting started, you probably don't have 10,000 customers.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And one of the best things about email marketing is that you can automate it so you can stay in touch with your customers automatically. I'm not talking about emailing them something every day, but just remind them that you're there. I don't know how many businesses that I've consulted with or that I've looked at that, you know, they sold something to someone last year and it's a valuable item and it may be expired now. Or let's say you're in the t-shirt business and you sell a company 50 t-shirts for an annual picnic, and then you never talk to them again.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't make any sense. They're going to do the same thing next year, and in between, they may be doing other things, and that email is what's going to keep you in touch. So step one, collect a database of the emails of all your existing customers. Step two, I would say, is to try to figure out where to capture new email addresses. Do you have any ideas on that, Mark?
Well, I guess this is going to span across depending on what your business is, who it's from. So if you're a typical t-shirt printing business or embroidery business, you probably get a lot of your business from attending events.
Yeah.
So anytime you're, that's one example, anytime you're at an event, have an email sign up form.
Right.
You could do that electronically on your iPad. Any email service you provide will give you a little module or app where people can type it in. Or just old-fashioned asking them to write it down.
Yeah.
If you have a store, anytime people come in, offer a little coupon or a little something right next to the checkout. Sign up for our coupons right here. Give me your email address.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time you went into a retail outlet and bought clothing and they didn't ask you for your email address? Just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
You know, of course, they'll ask you if you want to, you know, get an account or a credit card, things like that, which is great. But really what they're trying to do is they're trying to capture your email address so they can market to you over and over again.
Yeah.
Because that works.
So, and I've seen it everywhere. I've seen it to the point where I went and had my iPhone repaired a couple of years ago. And this one just stuck with me. Just right there, they had a little laptop.
Right.
And it had Facebook up, it had Twitter up, it had Google up, and it had a little email form sign up. And the guy just said, and they had a stack of screen protectors right there.
Right.
And he just said, if you like any of these things or sign up for my email,
get a free screen protector. That's great.
You know, and I'm not sure how that can translate across to shirts, but it's if you do print t-shirts and you had a simple to print funny shirt that you had a whole bunch of them of, it'd probably be worth that one shirt to get them that email,
Absolutely. So, you know, like when we say events, you know, we're talking about trade shows, or you go set up a table at a flea market, or at a Saturday market, you know, wherever you go to sell your stuff is a great place to capture email addresses. And of course, there's also, you know, the classic way is on a website or on a social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a website, you've got to have someplace very prominent to capture email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's relatively simple. I mean, if you're doing your own stuff, you know how to do that immediately. But it shouldn't be too much to add that to a website, would you think?
No. And especially if you sign up for an email marketing service, I think you'll jump into that.
We're going to talk to that.
It's cheap. It's inexpensive, and almost every single one of them has a bunch of pre-populated stuff, and that's automatically you can add to a simple website if you had it built. If you paid somebody to make your website, they can definitely do it in a couple seconds.
Yeah, and I just want to like reposition everybody's thinking about if you do have a website. I mean, you know, and the next thing is what my step three here is to figure out what value you're going to bring with your email. But really, you know, it starts with, you know, what value your website brings. So for a lot of companies, and I mean a lot of companies, if you don't have a shopping cart on your website, your website is there to generate leads. Mm-hmm. That's what it's for. You know, so it has a purpose. It's not just so you can fill in a spot on your business card. You know, and one of those purposes is to get them to call you. And if they do, you're going to ask them what their email address is. Or it's to capture their email address so you can market it. Coldesi, for example, we've got 6 primary websites and a lot of secondary websites, and there's at least 2 places on every one of them for us to get your email address.
Yeah, and same with at Coleman & Company. We've got various spots where we offer coupons and sign up to get your email address. And then, of course, when you sign up for an account to buy things, we have your email address. And hopefully, if you know us pretty well, we don't abuse that. And I think we'll talk.
Well, I do occasionally.
Maybe occasionally. But for the most part, I think we both try to adhere to the rules and laws and just being proper. Yeah. So we'll jump into that too towards the end.
Yeah, and that kind of brings me to step three. So we've talked about doing a database of your existing customers, and then we've talked about where and how to capture your email addresses. Now, the next step really is to figure out what you want to do with those. You know, what kind of value are you going to bring to your customers? Now, for Coldesi, you'll see that, you know, we send out promotional emails when we're running a special. We'll also send out invitations to events. We do live online demonstrations. You know, if we're going to a trade show or having an open house, you know, we'll do that. Maybe if you've got a local t-shirt shop and you're going to do a flea market or you're going to do a dog show or whatever it is you do, maybe that's one thing that you'll put in your email is come visit me here, you know, when I go to this event.
Yeah, I think that I know I appreciate that from some of the things that I get. I think it's really cool when I get an email from, you know, a local store, like of a couple of local stores that I shop at, and I get an email that they're saying, Rib Fest is this weekend. We're going to be there.
Right.
And I didn't even know Rib Fest was this weekend.
Right.
So there's some information that you can give out to your customers. That's valuable.
That's the value. So one of the other things that we do, you know, besides the promotional and, you know, inviting to events and stuff like that, is that straight value offer is, you know, we do educational videos all the time, and we're definitely going to have a podcast on that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We do educational videos all the time. We are constantly Mark and I are both kind of prolific writers in the business space. So if we do a good article on something that is helpful, we'll put that in an email and we'll send it out. And we're not asking people to buy something from us every time. We're not sending out a coupon every time. You know, our part of the value that we offer when you sign up for our email list is that we're going to help your business.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on the flip side of that, definitely sending out a coupon and sending out an offer.
That's value.
Is value. And there's nothing wrong with just asking somebody to buy from you again.
Right. Absolutely.
You don't have to give them anything special. It's just, hey, we appreciate your business.
Right.
We'd love to have some more of it. And we'll do our best.
Oh, my God.
And that's it.
Mark, reach behind me and get my soapbox because I'm going to stand up on it for a second.
All right.
And that's one of our favorite things, and it should be your favorite thing, too, with email marketing is it gives you a great opportunity to ask for referrals.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sell a T-shirt job to somebody, and let's say you're a screen printer and you do 200 shirts for a family reunion, well, all 200 of those people are members of more than one family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, send them a follow-up email, each one of them, ask for everybody's email address, and send them a thank you note, hope you enjoyed the shirt, and things like that. Do you know of anyone else who has a family reunion coming up that would love one of these shirts?
Yeah, and you can also, with that, a fun thing you could do is a give and a get. So you say, if anybody who you think that'd be interested in getting an email from us,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and send them this, forward them this. And if you do that, we're going to send them that. So you get them a this and a that, where basically you're giving them something for free.
Could you be less specific with this and that? Like that. All right. So that's good stuff. I mean, you're going to do the database of your existing customers. You're going to capture their email addresses. You're going to, wherever you go, to shows or events or, you know, I don't care. You go to a Christmas party or a holiday party or something like that, get everybody's email address. What value you're going to bring to your customers through the emails, whether it's coupons or information, and you're going to remember to ask for referrals, you know, kind of map it out. You know, maybe 1 week or 1 month or every 2 weeks you send out a coupon, and then once a month you send out a little informational thing about what's going on, and maybe once a month you send out, a referral request to everybody on your list. They'll let you know, by the way, if you start sending them too many emails.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we get those emails occasionally too.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll see the unsubscribes.
Right.
You'll see people click the button.
So now you know the whys, which is because you will sell more, right? 300% more purchases are inspired by email than social media. It's 40 times more effective for generating business. Average sale is 17% higher, and you'll get much better customer retention. I can speak from personal experience on that. So you know why, and we've outlined a couple of steps how. Mark, you want to talk about like the nuts and bolts and using different services and things like that?
Yeah. Well, so first let's. I think there's just a basic definition of email marketing, and you should not. You should not open up your Gmail account.
Oh, and type in everybody's email address.
Or even if it's in the BCC field. If you know what the BCC field means, blind carbon copy.
Yeah.
So you don't see everybody that's carbon copied. But that's immediately... You're
just never use that.
It's never use that. It doesn't work unless it's a short list. If you're trying to send to 100 people or more, you're immediately throwing up flags all over... Gmail could, you do that enough times and Gmail will just shut down your account.
Right. Because that's one thing, you know, when Mark talks about the email services and if you use AOL or Prodigy or Gmail or Hotmail, you know, I mean, they actually score everyone on how deliverable their email is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what they're looking at is the number of emails you send out and how many people open them and read them and respond. And if the number is of emails you send out is really high, and the number of opens and responses is really low, then they will just no longer deliver your email.
Yeah, they'll just completely stop. And it doesn't have to be from a massive marketing company.
Right.
It can just be from a really small company that just sends out these big chunk emails that don't make sense. So let's talk about services.
Okay.
There's a bunch of them out there. You had mentioned MailChimp and Benchmark.
Yeah, those are two that we've used just recently.
Yeah, and I've used both of those. Easy to use.
Yeah.
You don't have to know anything about email marketing to be able to use those.
Right. And there are others, right? There's AWeber, there's
Campaigner.
Right.
Constant Contact is one you've probably seen a TV commercial for.
Yeah.
You know, the lady in the flower shop, you know, commercial. That gets people to sign up in her store and she uses Constant Contact.
That's a great commercial too.
It is a great commercial. And so that's a great one for the business, like if you have a store.
Right.
I think that's a lot of their market.
Yeah.
So there's a ton of them out there. GetResponse is another one I've seen. I haven't used that one before. But I've come close a couple times.
Right.
And those are all ones that are going to be for your standard small business, that you don't necessarily need an artist and a programmer and all that to be able to.
Yeah, because these aren't just services that, you know, allow you to send emails. It's where you keep your email list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like little email creator software with templates and all kinds of good stuff.
And they're going to manage to make sure that you stay within the law, right? Because that there is laws on email.
Right.
There's actually laws on the books, and you can be fined for breaking those laws.
Right.
If you use a service like
that's not going to happen to you, though.
That's not going. Well, yeah, exactly. It's not going to happen to a really small business. But these services, they basically protect you from all that, because they are the ones that want to stay within the law.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you are sending the same email over and over again 20 times a day to the same email address, and they keep asking you to stop, and you don't, you're breaking the law.
Right.
And so all of these email services just won't let you do that.
400 people just like are going through their email inbox right now and seeing who they can get in trouble.
Right? Yeah. and then they also allow you to have people give you permission to send emails, or called opt-in.
Right.
And they give you permission to opt out. So say, or unsubscribe. That's the unsubscribe button.
Right.
So you're supposed to give the people the opportunity to, of course you can give them the opportunity to join your list, but you give them the opportunity to get off.
Yep.
And these services do that automatically for you.
Right.
You know, you click a button and it takes care of it.
Yeah. And by the way, that's if you scroll down to the bottom of any promotional email, there'll always be some method to unsubscribe from those emails. So rather than put it in the spam folder or things like that, because that actually hurts the company that you got the email from, if they're annoying, go ahead and do that. But if you just don't want to hear from them anymore, just go down and hit the unsubscribe button. And what that does is that not only takes you out of their list, but it will not allow them to put your email address back into their list.
Yeah. Well, if you just hit spam, all you've done is temporarily stop that email from coming, but you probably will get another one again.
Right.
Because the way that all of these services that we described work is their job is to deliver emails.
Right.
So you hit the spam button and they look at it and they say, well, it's coming from Constant Contact. Gmail or Yahoo would say, it's coming from Constant Contact. We know that it's a good email. We're going to deliver it.
Right.
Even though you put it in spam, because that was probably a mistake. Because, of course, you can make a mistake. So the unsubscribe button actually just takes you off the list automatically.
Right.
There's not a person sitting there reading all those numbers through you know, any large companies. List.
So talk about the process. Let's say, Mark, that I've built a list of, you know, 100 people, you know, I'm ready to create my first email marketing email. You know, what am I doing?
Sure. Well, so what I'd say is, we should talk about the anatomy of an email.
Okay.
What are all the pieces of the email? So you know what you're talking about when you're writing it and planning it. So step one probably in that list is just, what do you want to say, and then how are we going to say it? So of course everyone knows what a subject line is. That's the big line that's on the top of the email address
and could be one of the most important things.
And so you've got the subject line, which we could talk a little bit about writing a subject line.
Right.
You don't write the subject line that you're going to send to your prospects the same as you're going to write a subject line to your friends.
Right.
You've got to put a little bit of thought into it. For one, you can't, if you just put free t-shirt, Well, that's not a bad idea in theory. However, free t-shirt on an email is probably going to put a bunch of red flags up that this is, I don't trust this email.
Right. And for the email services too, because, you know, if AOL sees an email coming in that has free in the subject line, they're much less likely to let you see that to begin with.
Yeah.
They'll put it right into spam. The nice thing about some of these services, like MailChimp in particular, I noticed just the other day, is they actually have a subject line tester.
Yeah, most of them do. If you say things, you know, guarantee this, you know, no gimmicks, right. You know, free. I mean, things that you would, that are what you
that
would,
sound like a bad TV commercial.
Yeah, if it sounds like a bad TV commercial, it's probably a bad email.
Right.
So in your subject line, you want to say something that is that will get somebody's attention. It's got to be honest.
Right.
What you write in your subject has to be what's going to your emails about.
Right. So you can't have, for example, you know, well, you can, but it doesn't work very well. You can't have, say, you know, low cost or we have a festival coming up here in Tampa called Gasparilla.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can't have a Gasparilla t-shirts on sale subject line and then, you know, in it, be selling, you know, the Simpsons t-shirts inside the email. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, and then immediately people don't trust your emails. It's almost lying. It is lying. So you got to think about what you're writing in that subject. Just make it make sense. If you're talking about an event, be very clear. And if you're talking about a sale, be clear that it's a sale. Yep. And if you're going to offer something for free, think of other ways to write it rather than just the words free t-shirt.
Yeah. And so keep in mind that when you look through your email, just think about when you're looking through your email, and that's really how you decide whether or not to open the email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either who it's from, you know, like for example, if you get a lot of good stuff from Cold Essie and from Coleman and Company, all you're going to have to do is see who it's from and you're going to open it because you know it's probably going to be something good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if not, you're going to look at the subject line and see, okay, does this apply to me or is it interesting? And one of the things I like to do is I like to put verbs in my subject lines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be see, learn, join,
mm-hmm.
you know, something that makes you want to take an action.
And the way I always think about subject lines is it's a bit like a poetry or a joke or a story, you know, I'm rewriting them a few times because I want it to make sense. I want it to be relevant. I want it to get your attention without sounding too good to be true.
Right.
Or anything. So if it's buy one, get one free, you know, rhinestones.
Right.
Or, you know, some free DTG, you know, pre-treat or something like that. I try to write it in a way that is just more than get some free DTG pre-treat.
So give me an example then, you know. So let's say you're selling rhinestones. I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Okay.
Let's say that there's a sale on 50 gross bags of crystal rhinestones.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an idea of what kind of headline you would write.
Well, you could write something like, think of a few things. So something that's not going to be salesy that you could write would just be something like, have you seen every color of rhinestones we sell?
Right.
So you're asking a question.
Yep.
I don't know if I've seen all the colors.
Right.
I'm going to open it up and find out. You know, but I'm talking about a sale. So I want to be honest. So have you seen all the rhinestone colors we sell?
Right.
Now's the time to stock up.
Right. I like the question idea.
So why is now the time to stock up?
Right.
I don't know if I've seen them. Why is now the time? I click on the email. I say, here's a list of all of our colors, or here's a link to where you can see all of our colors.
Yeah.
By the way, buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
So now I've answered your question, or I've shown you where to get the answer, and then I've provided you an answer to why now the time is to stock up.
Yeah, I like that. And also maybe like, if for example, if any of you out there are customers with the CAMS machine, which is the big industrial rhinestone machine, you know, you're eating rhinestones like candy.
Mm-hmm,
so it may be, you know, need crystal rhinestones,
mm-hmm.
you know, or need cobalt blue rhinestones, you know, something that somebody's going to look at it and say, or how's your rhinestone inventory?
Yeah.
You know, something that people are going to look at it and say, well, I don't know. You know, I guess I better find out.
So if I owned a t-shirt business, you know, I would ask the question of, because I think that's more relevant to the folks that are listening here, is if I owned a t-shirt business and I wanted to send an email out to all the folks who have bought in bulk from me before. So not the folks that have bought one shirts, but the folks that have bought hundreds at a time.
Yeah.
And I would say, have you prepared the t-shirts for your next event yet?
Yeah,
like now is the time. Now is the time to order.
Yeah,
because you're offering, because your t-shirt supplier is offering you white t-shirts for sale this week.
Right.
So you want to buy them this week.
Yeah.
And you could pass it, and now what you've also done is they say I haven't planned for that yet.
Right.
Now you're the person that helped them get that, and in turn they're going to pay you back by ordering from
Okay, I got one more thing about subject lines, and then we should probably move on, because it really is, the subject line is probably 50% of what's important about an email.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, and then we can talk about services some more, is I also have used not the it's not like a fear subject line, it's more of a competition subject line.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
kind of like your competition's company polos look great.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So kind of like saying, hey, I just did a big job for Billy Bob's electrical shop.
Mm-hmm.
Their shirts look great.
Yeah.
You know, how do yours look? You know, oh crap. You know, somebody's going to think, you know, what do I need to do? You know, somebody else is doing this better than I am. So
yeah. Are your employees wearing custom t-shirts?
Right.
Because I mean, we all know if you go into a store where it's got the logo on the polo shirt or on the t-shirt and their name, you trust that store a little more often. You know that as an apparel decorator. Does the store realize that, you know, which plumber are you going to trust more? The guy who has the hat with nice embroidery on
it? Yeah.
Or the guy who comes in just a dirty white t-shirt? So
that's a good point. I think I've seen that commercial
too. Yeah. if we're talking about subject line, the anatomy, there's another thing called the pre-header.
Okay.
That's the next thing you see. So if you go to your phone and you look at your emails, you see something in bold, and then you see maybe a sentence and a half.
Oh, yeah, the little description.
The little description. Email. That's the next thing that they get to see. So that is, the subject line is slightly interesting. The pre-header is maybe the reason, if the subject line hasn't convinced me, the pre-header is a second chance.
Right.
So if for the t-shirt business and the embroidery business and rhinestone business, it's you talk about, you know, have you heard about this? Have you heard about Ribfest?
Right.
And your pre-header could just say something like, we're going to be selling custom t-shirts there. Mention this email and you'll get this.
Oh yeah. That's good.
So it gives you another reason to open, and that's, you should just know what that is, because when you go to sign up for a service, they're going to say, what's your subject, what's your pre-header?
Right. And one thing, and I'm going to do a little MailChimp commercial.
Sure, okay.
Because you know, they've got all those nice templates that are available for you to use, mm-hmm. which we use 100% of the time. And I always use the same one, by the way. We'll talk about that later. They actually remind you before you send the email. They won't let you send the email until you edit the pre-header.
Yeah.
So they don't want it to just to say, hey, please open this email. They want you to put something in there. So that's a good point.
Yeah, and I find that that just about any service like that is going to make sure that your anatomy is built correctly.
Right.
The next part of the anatomy is the body, and that is the email. That's what's when you open. And this, there's a couple, just two interesting things to say about it.
You know,
one is you just have a clear message.
Right.
And two is it text or is it pictures?
Right. So that's a good one. So I know I've talked to a few customers that just, you know, they don't do that kind of thing because they really, they don't think they have the ability to do great graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that, like for the body of the email section, do you think that makes a huge difference, or will a text email work as well?
Well, I've read so much data on it. You know, and
by the way, that's what we do all day. So while you're making t-shirts, all we're doing all day is trying to figure out how to sell these things.
Yeah. Well, and so when I look at this information, you know, it's, the bottom line is this: do it either way.
Right.
I don't think that the data matters. When it starts to matter is when you're to the point of, well, I'm doing this now. Should I bother with the next level up? But I'm going to tell you that don't not send emails
because you can't take a great picture.
Because you can't take a great picture, right. Or because you don't have any clue about the artwork.
Yeah.
Or if it says it needs to be 300 by 300 pixels, you don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Then just send text.
Let's just stop right there and just make it, don't not send emails.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're good. You need to do this. You need to do the things that we're talking about. It's not optional. It will definitely improve your business. You'll look back in a year and you're going to call us, you know, and this is going to be the moment where you boost your business because you've taken these steps.
Yeah.
So whether or not you can do the pictures or the graphics or anything pretty or spell correctly, you know, just go ahead and do these emails. So
yeah.
Talk about the body and what else you got.
Well, and then really the last thing, you know, we don't have to go too deep into how to make the emails because if you use any of the services that we mentioned, just to mention them again, just for some good ones, GetResponse, Constant Contact, AWeber, Campaigner, Benchmark, MailChimp, there's a whole bunch out there.
Yeah.
Do your own research, Google search. They're all very inexpensive.
Or Bing search.
Yahoo search. All of the above. Go out there, whatever you prefer, and just search for an email service. They're almost free, and some are free.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them are free, like under 2,000, you know, subscribers, and then, you know, so let's just make this a rule. Do not start with an email software that makes you write them a check.
Yeah.
Start 100%, find one that's free.
Find one that's free, and then if you don't love it, and you get 1,000 email addresses or 10,000 email addresses, you can change.
Yeah. It's not a lifetime commitment.
Correct. If Amazon wanted to change who they used for their email service deliverability, it would cost hundreds of millions of dollars. If you want to do it, it's going to cost you an afternoon.
Right.
The next thing is we mentioned a little bit of just staying out of spam and not being annoying.
Yeah.
I think that's just another thing that people are afraid to jump into because they don't want to do that.
Right.
And
Just don't be. If you're giving a value with your email, if it's a great coupon or if it's a little informational tidbit or an event notice, or occasionally you're asking for a referral, none of that is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just business.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if you know Louis C.K., you know Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
Okay. So he does.
He's a comedian. Look him up.
Yeah. He's a comedian. Don't look him up if you don't like anything vulgar. By the way, he's not clean.
Which is all Mark likes.
But I like him.
Yeah.
And what I like about him is he does all of his own stuff. And he does his own emails.
Right.
And he doesn't know any, he admits he doesn't know much about tech at all. He's not, but his emails are simply just, hey, it's me. I got a show coming up. Hey, on my website, you can find this show. And he just writes a paragraph or two. And it's just him talking. And I don't think there's anything wrong with you doing email marketing that is just you as your small business, just writing to your customers saying, hey, the summer is coming up. I don't know what events you might have going on for your business, but I want to let you know it's great if you pre-plan on your shirts.
Yeah.
This way you don't have to worry about that because I'm going to help you out throughout the whole way.
Yeah.
If you need ball caps embroidered,
yeah.
There's a bunch of good deals right now because it's winter and we can order some stuff ahead of time. You could just write a little bit about it. Tell them why it's a good idea to order now.
I like that.
And if you want to give them a sale now, you can. Now's the winter time. Start it now.
Yeah, and that's a good thought. And, you know, just my last input about the structure of the email is once you pick one of these services, open up one of their templates, pick the first one.
Yeah.
The first one is always the simplest. It's one column. Don't write a newsletter.
Yeah.
Don't have two columns to it. Just, you know, have your pre-header. You know, if you can do a picture, that's great. If not, just type in your text. You know, pay attention to your message and your subject line, and make sure your phone number's in there, and hit send.
And do just write it down ahead of time. limit yourself to 10 sentences. Eight sentences.
Okay. Seven and a half
sentences, and your phone number and your email address and your address, you know, whatever other information you want, your website. Just keep it simple and short and just send one.
Yeah. That's the best way to get started. I mean, really, we're getting you started here in email marketing. So mm-hmm. it starts off with you collecting email addresses, figuring out a way to collect new email addresses, figuring out what you want to say, signing up for a service and sending. And that sounds like a lot, but you know, I mean, you're talking about a day.
We're talking about you could stop when you're finished with listening to this podcast. You can go on your computer.
Wait, only if there's no more podcasts for them to listen to.
Correct.
They should listen to them all.
Catch up.
And then...
Catch up.
Yeah.
And go onto your computer and you could be set up and ready to go in less than a half hour.
Right.
And if you have email addresses, give yourself another half hour and you could be in an hour. You could be sending your first email marketing out there. And then now you're set up. And then plan to do it. Give yourself a week.
Yeah.
Say, I'm going to do another one in 1 week.
Yeah.
And then you've got a whole week just to think about what you might have said differently or what you would want to say this time.
And hey, you know what? I would love for all you guys out there to do is when you do this, the first time you get a reply and have somebody ask you for a quote or just call you up and buy something, we would love to hear from you and your story because we want to tell people that the next time.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing better than sending out an email, even to 100 people, and then getting a couple of phone calls from it, you know, and actually getting a deal that you wouldn't get. I mean, that's what marketing is all about.
You will get deals you would have not have gotten once you start, 100%. Yeah. And if you need any help, I'm sure we'd be glad to offer some advice or some thoughts.
Yeah, I'll put Mark Vila's home phone number on the website so you can call him Saturday, Sunday mornings especially. He loves to get phone calls.
Yeah, I'm up all night. but if you go to caspodcast.com, you'll see contact information there if you're not already listening to it on there. And if you want to talk about it, if you want to chat, if you have some comments,
please put those on the website.
Yeah, if you agree or disagree, or you've done something different, or whatever it is, we would love to hear your feedback and contact us on there if there's something that we can do to help kind of push this along for you.
Yeah. All right. Great. That's all I've got to say about it. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. I say just get going.
Okay. Thanks, guys, and thanks for paying attention to us for this 4 hours that we've been talking now. And we hope to see you next time. Good luck.
See you next time.